Senate is back in session. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, please ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, please have them read.
Senator, there are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, would you please read the messages from the House?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 70, entitled An Act Relating to School Protection Officers. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 202, entitled An Act Relating to Industrial Hemp. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bills 133 and 583, entitled An Act Relating to Tax Credit for Certain Live Entertainment Events. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 253, entitled An Act Relating to Admission to Non-Resident Pupils. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 402, entitled An Act Relating to Hospitals. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 827, entitled An Act Relating to the Virtual School Program, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Dana Rodham Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the body will be announcement. Senator from Shelby.
I will be making an adjournment motion for Wednesday, March 14th, to meet our constitutional obligation. No roll call or votes will be taken at that time. March 15th, pardon me, an adjournment motion for Wednesday, March 15th, to meet our constitutional obligation. No roll call or votes will be taken at that time. Following an adjournment motion will be made that day until March 20th at 4 p.m. With no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned until Wednesday, March 14th at 10 a.m. March 15th.
You heard the motion offered by the Senator from Shelby County. As many of that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Wednesday, March 15th at 10 a.m.